Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KC just told him to go to hell, straight to hell.
Well, I was just going to tell my man Kenny, and I said his name like that because, well, that's my name. So that's the only reason why.
Nah, you said it with a little, well,
that's
Kenny.
That's the only reason why.
Kenny.
But he asked the question that everybody asked every time I wear a hat with an upside down logo. He said, what's up with the upside down SF logo?
It's because he hates San Francisco.
Not
and he
true.
Refuses to.
It's fire.
Because the Giants will not be making the wild card.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is why.
Yeah.
It's tough. That's tough, man. That's tough.
It's you know, would have been easier to digest, and you know, it don't matter to me, but it would have been a little easier to digest if the Mets hadn't collapsed. Mm. And it's like, nah, the Mets held on. It was going to be a long shot. The fact that they fell apart and it's just you that aren't in the conversation. Reds there, Diamondbacks there. It's just you.
Even the Cardinals are here now.
You couldn't do it. That part sucks. That's the part where it's like, hey, come on, man.
I saw something today where they were talking about like, yeah, the Reds now in control of their own destiny. All right, man. Could have been us.
Could have been.
Could have been records like Drewski.
But it's not.
No.
I'm sorry, man.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
Keep saying that.
Yeah, you do.
Keep saying that.
But
we just, you know, we get into these close games and we just can't figure out how to close out the game.
I'm gonna be honest, I thought you were gonna go Micah Parsons there for a second.
Oh, the champion.
I thought you was gonna say, well, championship know, teams have down years.
That's it. That's what it is. I decided to go Brian Kelly though. We just keep getting in these tight situations and these close games, and we can't figure it out. We can't figure it out.
That's funny. That is funny.
Low key, he's not my coach, but he all right with me. He all right with me. That SEC Netflix show kind of like all right.
I haven't watched that yet.
It's good. I ain't saying like, oh, you gotta watch
it. You watch
it
with your family, or no?
Well, on the dock, he's back to being from Rhode Island, I guess.
Oh wow!
Yeah, just
crazy. It's crazy.
But yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't finished it either, but like four episodes in. Me and Reese kind of watch it randomly.
Hmm.
Good stuff though.
You had. So, was it the Lions? You had both of you. You were.
Oh, the Ravens.
I had a question about the Ravens.
Oh, the Ravens. Ravens. Sorry.
And two things, because Jesse said, oh, okay. I don't know if I just saw this. I don't know. Jackson Dart officially.
It's time.
Just officially starting. He'll start against the Chargers on Sunday. Hmm. Okay. That's your boy. You've been calling for it.
Yeah. Well, Russell Wilson sucks. So, like, and also, let's be clear. Jackson Dart is not my boy.
No,
let's make no. Fall back.
No, don't. Let's, don't let him do that, Kenny.
Nope.
Yeah, don't let
that's
him.
That's your boy. You've been pushing for a start.
Nope. Hey, Giants, if Jackson Dart starts, though.
Stop.
I might be in.
Let me be perfectly clear. Jackson Dart is not my boy.
You and Mitch. That's
just like Nick Bosa isn't my boy. Just like Max Crosby isn't my boy. Jackson Dart isn't my boy.
Oh, I didn't know Jackson Dart.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Is
that what was going on?
Oh, you didn't see, oh, yeah. No. It might have gotten lost. A friend of ours sends us everything. And it was in one of the many posts he sent us
one day.
Jackson Dart was one of them. I even said, that hurts my heart a little bit. But
damn. Shout out Ole Miss, I guess.
He's a better quarterback right now than Russell Wilson is. Mm-hmm. The Giants are better off playing him right now than playing Russell Wilson. And Chris Collinsworth's right. You might as well fire Brian Daboll now. That's not what Chris Collinsworth said. That's what I'm saying. He said that's your quarterback for the next coach. Yeah, like, great. You made the first move, which was Russell Wilson. Make the second one, because Daboll should have been fired in the offseason. For whatever reason, he wasn't. Just, hey, my bad. We missed all around. We're the first team ever. We're firing Brian Daboll. Also, we're firing Russell Wilson. I know, it's unprecedented. We've just decided to fire him.
What is the other football league that The Rock owns? The UFL? Is that what's out now?
United Football League. No. What?
It's got like five.
Well, it's a merger of the XFL and
the USSL.
Okay, yeah, it's the UFL. I'm looking at it right now. 2026 season ticket memberships are available now. How much do you think that costs?
$6. $7. $7. It's an homage to $7 production.
Russell Wilson can go play for the Arlington Renegades if he wants.
There you go.
Okay.
Is that the biggest city?
Let's see. Let me find the tan.
Him and CeCe need to be in the biggest city.
Yeah.
Houston Roughnecks.
No.
The San Antonio Brahmas.
Is this all in Texas? Do they have a team outside of Texas?
There's the Birmingham Stallions, Memphis Showboats, Michigan Panthers. These team names suck.
Oh, my God. It's like the MAGA Football League.
Isn't that
the
Louis league? Battlehawks, what DC Defenders.
Oh, for God's sake.
Isn't that the league where they played in
Birmingham?
Who the
hell named that team?
Yeah, probably.
They played all the games in Birmingham.
I don't know if that's confirmed, but yeah, they played like one side, so it might have been Birmingham.
And you talk about how season tickets started $7. They need to start at $6. $6! No, that's all you need.
No, not $7, $7. They start at $7.
How about this? Because I see you working.
No,
I see you working. I'm going to help you out here. No, $7. No. You've got 6 weeks. Six weeks to get those $7 in. So you... Can have season tickets to the USFFL, XFL.
Nope. It's just the U.S. Nope. It's the UFL.
So it's
the United Football League?
Yes, the United Football League. So it's $50 to put down a deposit for Renegade season tickets.
Might as well have been $7.
The Renegades, they weren't selling well. That's when I came in. They brought me in here, and I told them I got 6 weeks. 6 weeks to get $50 on your season tickets.
The Rock is essentially living out ballers right now.
For real. Can you not do this in front of Dusty, please? Can you not?
Do you have a Dusty Baker impersonation?
Just when Dusty
gets
here.
No, I don't have a Dusty. I don't have a Dusty.
Can you not? Don't embarrass all of us.
Dusty might call for it.
Do you think he's ever talked to Farhan?
Dusty will not.
He might be like, hey, man, can you?
That's not a bad question.
What'd he say?
You think he's ever talked to Farhan? Be like, hey, Dusty, what do you give me for this Farhan impression?
I think somebody else would agree with
Dusty that, probably be like, no, I never talked to that nerd. I don't talk to that guy before.
Somebody else feels the same way about nerds in sports.
Oh, come on, man. Stop.
No, I'm not going to ask him. I should have. What if I started the impression? He's like, I know who that is. I know who that is. You got a Farhan? I didn't know you had a Farhan impression. Okay. Right.
I know who that is. I hate that guy.
Oh, Dusty, you have a Vince McMahon impersonation.
Well, we all do. Everybody has a Vince McMahon impersonation.
Oh, man.
Wrestling sucks, by the way.
It does. But it's what you were talking about with the Ravens. Number one, I agree with you, Dame. This elevates the Lions, and there's no shame in losing to another good team, no matter where you play them, home or road, all this other stuff. Once again, for me, this elevates the Lions into one of those top teams. They might even make power rankings. They probably will. I'll tell you that right now. In my top five.
Yeah.
So losing that game, like, you don't want to, but you're going up against another top team. The other thing is, you're right, man, none of this matters for Baltimore. Mm-hmm. It's all about the playoffs.
Yeah.
Last year, I think they beat the brakes off the Bills when they played them. They lost by one. They lost by one to Kansas City. Cincinnati wasn't no good. They ended up beating them. But, I mean, they won a lot of close games over the last 2 years against good teams.
It's the people around Lamar that are starting to scare me, I think. They're kind of starting to push me off. Like, yesterday there was one where they're at the goal line. You run the ball three times to Derrick Henry. Give Lamar this whatever play on fourth down. Doesn't work. You get no points. At some point during the first three downs, crazy. Lamar Jackson needed the football. Mm-hmm. Like, last year, Mark Andrews drops it in the end zone or whatever against the Bills, and, like, that's how they lose. Like, there's a lot of other guys now, I feel like, letting the Ravens down. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, I don't know about the others. Maybe Derrick Henry's starting to lose a step with these fumbles and all that.
Yeah. I mean, that's all legitimate concerns. It's all legitimate concerns, man. And I still think they're a championship caliber team.
I wouldn't write them off yet, but I got my eyes on them right now.
Well, that's going to play a part in Overreaction Tuesday, which we have coming up next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
20. Dusty Baker going to be with us here in studio in the 3 o'clock hour. Of course, we're going to be at Baker Family Wines this Sunday beginning at 1 o'clock. We're going to watch 49ers football. We're going to watch Ravens Chiefs. We'll find a way to get the Raiders Aaron on in there as well. We're going to have some great wine. It's a harvest party. We've got wine tasting. We've got charcuterie boxes. There's going to be food trucks out there. There's going to be a tour of the winery. Dusty Baker, who's here today, will be at the winery on Sunday.
There we go. There we go.
Come so on, make now. Your plans to be with us, man. We are going to have a good time this Sunday. Our first event at Baker Family Wines this Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Cannot wait.
Come join us.
Cannot wait. Good times, man.
And as we mentioned, Ravens, you know, take the L last night against Detroit. It set up a game coming up on Sunday that we'll watch together with Dusty Baker, Baker Family Wines, where somebody, the Ravens or the Chiefs, one of those AFC powers, question mark, is going to be 1-3. And while there might be questions today, those questions are going to get really, really, really loud for the loser on Sunday.
Yeah. I wonder if they're, would you say they're in the same boat, though, for their ones and one
It
threes?
Doesn't feel like it.
No.
It feels like the Chiefs are worse.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It doesn't feel like, again, you know, maybe we were a little premature in our downgrading of the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. But Detroit, you know, I think 88 points in the last 2 weeks. They, you know, coordinators or not, you know, new coordinators or not, they look like a good football team still.
Yeah.
The Ravens' other loss was, you know, it's tough, but it is what it is. It was a 4-minute collapse against the Buffalo Bills, and that's not what the Ravens have. That's not what the Chiefs have looked like.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have not had two losses that look like those losses.
Mm-hmm.
That Bills Ravens game looked like the two top heavyweights slugging it out.
Mm-hmm.
With everyone saying the same thing when that game was over. Hope we see it again at the end of January. And, you know, this game was a little bit different, especially because it was in Baltimore. I certainly thought this game was going to go a different way. And I think if it had been 38-30 Baltimore, I don't know that I would have thought less of Detroit in this game, despite the fact they would have been 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep that same energy with Baltimore. I don't think less of them because they're 1-2. It's just watch, like, Kansas City didn't even look good against Russell Wilson.
I was about to say they needed Russell Wilson throwing the ball through the uprights on fourth down.
Yeah, you don't get points. You don't get points when you throw the ball through the uprights. You don't.
Hey man, why did he do that, man? He did it three times. He got an intentional grounding because he threw one so ridiculously out of the way.
Russ, you got to stop throwing it into the third row, man. It's not allowed. Please stop.
Oh man, but to your point, yeah, they didn't really put that game away the way you would like to see a Chiefs team put it away. I'll say right now because they do have Rashee Rice coming back, mm-hmm. Xavier Worthy mm-hmm. potentially coming back, but I'll say right now they just don't have enough to run away from teams or to, like, if they get too far behind while Rashee Rice is out and Xavier Worthy's out in the West or even in the playoff, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, and I don't know if they can bounce back. We're looking at a situation where now you're doing a little bit of math. If they go 1-3 to start the season, talking about the Chiefs, you'll look at that Chiefs team and say they've got to go like 9-3. The rest of the way to get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's asking a lot.
Yeah.
It's asking a lot. And that's to get to the playoffs. They go 1-3. It feels like you can just don't even worry about the division. Maybe they can get one of those wild cards. But yeah, they've got a taller task compared to when you talk about the Ravens. The Ravens now, especially even if you didn't think if you thought Cincinnati was potentially going to be able to contend for the division. That's out the window now with no Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Browns don't seem to have enough on the offensive side of the ball to be able to be a 12-13-win team. And if the other team doesn't turn the ball over against the Steelers, they'll probably beat the brakes off of them. So you don't have a Chargers or mm-hmm. even a Broncos, I believe, in that NFC North where if the Ravens went to 1-3, oh man, it's looking tough. They go to 1-3. They could still win a division by two games.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with our overreactions for this week, because there's certainly reactions to both the Ravens' loss and the Detroit Lions' victory last night. So we'll start with that game. The Ravens are not Super Bowl contenders.
Overreaction.
Yeah, it's an overreaction. Like I said, I got questions about them. I want to see what they look like come January and all that. It's not about Lamar. It's about the rest of those guys. But it's an overreaction for right now.
I'm with you. It's going to be a while. Even if the Chiefs play their best game of the year and get them this week, I'm not going to be ready to write off Baltimore. It's going to take a while before I write off the Baltimore Ravens. The loser of the Ravens-Chiefs game on Sunday will miss the playoffs.
That's an overreaction because I don't think that applies to the Ravens.
Okay, so what if the Chiefs lose, then they'll miss the playoffs?
Yes.
It's an overreaction still?
If the Chiefs lose so that's what I'm saying. It is exclusive to one team.
Yeah, let's make it exclusive right here. Then if the Chiefs move to 1-3, losing to the Ravens, they'll miss the playoffs.
Yeah, and that's because of the division.
Yeah.
That's because of the Chargers, the Broncos. We're still buying the Broncos.
Yeah, they lost to the Chargers. I'm talking about it with Kyle and James on the Insiders. They lost to the Chargers or whatever, but they looked a lot.
I mean,
they
looked
better. They looked better than they did the first 2 weeks.
They've essentially lost on two buzzer beaters, right? Like they
pretty much.
This is two walk-off field goals beat them. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would also say this as well, not to kind of hedge my bet or stall myself out a little bit. Cincinnati losing Joe Burrow, I think, opens up a potential playoff spot for Kansas City.
Okay.
Where it's not as dire them getting off to a good start and hanging around the playoff picture. It's not as dire as it was, or I believed it was, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought Cincinnati was going to be right there taking up a spot.
Mm-hmm.
With them out of the picture, they could be the 6th-7th wild card. Kansas City can be. But I'm gonna stay with it until I see them play differently and say, number one, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Number two, if they lose this game, they definitely won't make the playoffs. And I'll stick with it.
I don't think it's an overreaction either if they lose on Sunday to say, yeah, they won't make the playoffs. Not necessarily that's going to happen, but, I mean, we got to call it what it is. They don't have weapons on offense right now.
Mm-hmm. But so you think that's exclusive to the Chiefs, though?
Yeah,
I'm still
bought in on the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Like Kenny, mapped it out earlier with the AFC North. It's just not a strong division.
Lamar Jackson will not finish top three in MVP voting this season.
Not an overreaction.
I don't think it is either.
Herbert, Allen, yeah. If the Packers are stepping it up, and the one seed at the near, Jordan Love.
Those are the three I was thinking about. Yeah.
Can that guy who's under center for Detroit ever get in this conversation?
No.
He can. He probably should, though.
5,000 yards, number one seed.
Is Herbert better than Jared Goff right now?
Yeah, Herbert, so. Herbert.
Really?
All the hypotheticals and we made fun of, like, Herbert's putting that all together.
No, he
right
is.
Now.
Like Harbaugh, is nice like, right now. Harbaugh is, he's pulling that all together. But this, and maybe Jared Goff is a victim of this is just what he does.
Mm.
He doesn't get a lot of credit for it. Mike goes far to say he doesn't get any credit for it. But look at Jared Goff's numbers.
Soren throws in a good one, too. Baker Mayfield might be up there. Not saying he's going to win, but as far as just voting, whatever, if the Bucks are, yeah, if the Bucks are good at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Have you weighed in yet?
With,
is not an overreaction?
Not an overreaction.
I don't think he's going to. I don't think he's going to.
I think he could have an MVP-like season. I think they'll start to look for other people to lift up. Like
Herbert's one of them.
Herbert's one of, like, Lamar can have a better statistical season than Justin Herbert. The teams might be the same, one or two game different, and Herbert would definitely get the votes over Lamar.
There's a new hotness involved when it comes to casting your MVP vote. I mean, we see it, you know, in the NBA, LeBron James hasn't won an MVP in a decade or whatever it's been. Like that's kind of how
I
it is.
See the other, I don't know if you guys saw the what man? Oh man, I wish I would have saw it. I wish I'd have remembered it. Somebody put Steph Curry as like the best player in the 2020s or the 20th century or something like that. 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
20s or the 20th century or something like that. 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry over LeBron James.
I think he was like the best USA player or something like that.
That might have been it.
The best American player, I think. I think
LeBron wasn't born in America? What third world country is Akron in?
I don't know if it's the same thing that KC saw.
The same place Steph Curry was born.
What?
Yeah. I said,
I need a follow up on this.
I didn't even.
I'll try to look it
dive
up.
Dive into it. But you saw that too, Jesse.
I saw something with Steph. I don't know if it's the same thing you saw.
I just kept moving. I was like, all right, somebody having a good time. That's all. No disrespect to
that's
Steph,
like, but Stephen A. Goldberg's the greatest wrestler of all time.
Oh, Steph, the one I saw is that Steph Curry was voted by 20 coaches, scouts, and executives that he's the best American player right now.
Yeah, even that's wrong.
He got 11 votes. Ant-Man got, Anthony Edwards got 8, and then Donovan Mitchell got 1. Jason Tatum was not eligible for this.
Once again, LeBron, the Euro sensation.
I love the idea.
LeBron better than Steph right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
LeBron better than Anthony Edwards right now?
That one's a debate.
Yeah, LeBron's better than Anthony Edwards is right now. LeBron's better than every. So it's funny. We have to change the way we do this now, because, well, who's the best player in the NBA? Well, Shea, Giannis, SGA, or Jokic. Oh no, who's the best American player? Was Tatum even referenced?
He's not eligible because he's hurt, but the article pretty much said that.
Well,
he's
coming back.
Well, if he was healthy and stuff like that, then yeah, it's not even a question.
He's going to play this
Tatum,
year.
Tatum's better than LeBron today.
Yeah. Tatum's the fifth best player in the league right now, healthy.
I think.
So who's the other one? Shea, Jokic,
Giannis. I don't know. Whoever you want at four.
Well, it was Joe until 2 years ago. Joel.
So you said, wait, Shea, Jokic, Giannis, Tatum.
Well, he said fifth, so I was like, who's the fourth? Who's the one in between?
He would throw Luka in there. Would do them play defense.
I said, I think Tatum's better than Luka.
I would agree.
Maybe Tatum's fourth and Luka's fifth. Because it's not like Luka's like far or nothing like that. But I think Tatum's better.
But either way, four of the top five in any order you want, four of the top five players in the league aren't born in America.
Mm-hmm.
And when they wither out the other countries, they land on 37-year-old Steph Curry still being better than.
We are so cooked in the Olympics.
Than Jason Tatum. I mean, and that's what it is. Like, he literally saved America.
Yeah.
And Steph Curry saved America. Let's call it what it is. It'd be nice if he swooped in and saved it now, but he did a great job of saving it in the Olympics.
Yeah, no, and LeBron didn't even get no votes. That's crazy.
Donovan Mitchell had a vote before LeBron did.
That's my boy too.
It's just baffling to me. Mm. Kevin Durant did. Where's Kevin? What Kevin Durant from Europe?
From Nova Scotia.
Maybe Mars.
Nova Scotia. He's from where Bret Hart's from. Where is he? Where's Bret from? Calgary, Alberta?
Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how we got
Winnipeg.
Overreaction or not overreaction? Steph Curry is the best American-born player right now.
Overreaction. Not by a lot. Like, he's probably second or third. And it's, you know, minuscule. Is Steph better than Anthony Edwards right now?
I was about to ask that question. I don't think so.
I think he is.
I think, yeah.
I think you're the highest on Anthony Edwards here.
I'd go probably Tatum. If Tatum healthy, Tatum won, I might go Steph 2. And then you can go LeBron 3, I guess. But they're interchangeable. Steph can still light you up for 60 points.
Not that it's all his fault or anything, but yeah, Steph been in the play-in.
Hey, that's not his fault, and he's got a backpack. It's not his fault. I'm going to put that on him.
Raymond, you got thoughts on that?
Yeah, man.
Oh.
It's been a while.
No. It's...
I'm really tired of Damian Barling taking shots at me. I know I'm a backpack. I know that I'm not very good anymore. But quite frankly, if you know ball, you know there's a reason why I'm no good. And it's just because I'm no good.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, Draymond.
Hey, you know we're getting NFL thoughts from Draymond Green on podcast now?
Really?
Yes. He's got a podcast.
What are you talking about?
He's got a podcast with Jordan Schultz, bro, and they just talk football, too. Co-host. Oh, yeah, it's the show. Why is Draymond Green talking about football? It's the name of the show. Damn.
That's amazing.
I think he had some thoughts on Mike McDaniel I'm trying to find.
LeBron had a 33-11-12 game last year. He had a 33-12, he had a, excuse me, a 33-17-6 game last year.
LeBron is, he's better than Steph Curry. Ant-Man, I don't know. I think LeBron, I'm going to get off the fence.
I want to be there with Ant-Man with you. I just
Steph went for 50-plus twice last year.
I'm going to get off the fence. LeBron's third. He's behind Tatum and Ant.
I love how all of our lists are different, too.
Steph is four. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys want to watch a clip where Draymond Green says that Josh Allen is not the guy?
Oh, man. Yeah. Please
let me see what this guy talks about.
I don't know
about
what he says, but yeah.
I think I remember seeing this on Twitter, but I didn't stop on the video.
Hold on. I need to. Do you know what Steph Curry averaged last year in points per game?
27.9.
No, 24.5. Do you know what LeBron averaged last year?
24.4.
24.4 and 24.5. 4.4 rebounds, 6 assists for Steph Curry. 7.8 rebounds, 8 assists for LeBron James.
Those two
are ridiculous.
They really are.
Absolutely ridiculous.
What did Ant do last year? I don't know.
Okay, stand by.
Because I feel like he was one of the top points per game. He's probably like 24.
Anthony Edwards 26. Last year was 27.6 points per game. Shout out to Ant-Man. Played 79 games last year. 5.7 rebounds, 4.5 assists.
And a really good perimeter defender. Tatum. Can I ask for Tatum real quick? Because Tatum, I think, was top 5 scorer in the league.
Jason Tatum, 26.8.
Oh, it was lower than that.
8.7, 6.0, 72 games last year for Jason
Tatum. Lower the point total when the offense is running through you and you're kind of playmaking, though.
And also one of the best perimeter defenders in the game.
Yeah, he'll guard the other team's best player.
Jason Tatum's nicknames, JT, Big Deuce, Taco J.
I got some Taco
J. And the Anomaly.
Oh, come on.
That's Celtics Twitter right there. I've never called him that, for the record.
Just a broadcast journalist.
For the record, I've never called him that. But yeah, that's Celtics Twitter. What's better, the Anomaly or Big Deuce?
I get Big Deuce.
Yeah.
All right, but I get it because he is Big Deuce.
So this is your fault. I'd like to point this out.
Rest in peace to overreactions.
LeBron James's nicknames: King James, LBJ, Chosen One, Bron, the Little Emperor,
Bron,
the Akron Hammer, L Train, Benjamin Buckets.
Benjamin Buckets is fire, I'm not going to lie. Buckets. I'm going to call him Benjamin Buckets this year.
Captain LaMerica.
That's a good one. That is a good Captain LaMerica is fire.
Steph Curry's nicknames. Steph. Baby-faced assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
Chef Curry.
Yeah, that's fire. Chef Curry fire.
The Human Torch.
All right, that's...
Threesus.
Oh, no, that's blasphemous. I'm like, I can't call him that.
The Human Torch is whack, and Threesus is doing too much.
Disrespectful.
And doing way too much.
There goes Threesus.
I need to... Anthony Edwards hasn't been in the league long enough, I guess. Only has two nicknames, Ant-Man and Ant. I'm sure some of his female friends have other nicknames for him, but we probably just can't print those on Basketball Reference.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's listed as NDA in a lot of people's contacts.
I was all listening to Cardi's album talking about him, man. Oh, man. And what they call Jason Tatum? The Enigma?
The Anomaly.
The Anomaly. The Anomaly.
All right, man.
The Enigma's cooler.
All right.
Here's Draymond Green on Josh Allen.
Are you still... I don't want to beat a dead horse, but yeah, you did say last week that Josh Allen's not the guy.
He's not
the
guy.
That was an incredible performance. Herculean comeback. Are you still sticking to Josh Allen, not the guy, Draymond Green?
Yeah, no. And like I said before, Josh Allen is like a damn good quarterback. Like,
great.
But just because he's a damn good quarterback, don't make you the guy. He's never going to get it done when it matters the most. And so I don't care how Herculean of a comeback effort you have at home in week one, he's never going to be the guy that's going to come out and win a championship and be the guy when it matters the most. He's not the guy. Jalen Hurts is the guy. Patty Mahomes is the guy. Josh Allen isn't the guy. When it matters the most, he is not going to Herculean you in a playoff game to win a Super Bowl title. He's not going to do that.
Bills Mafia, circle the wagons around Draymond. You have my permission.
No, why they... What was that? What was that, Bubba Dudley? What was that? Just went through the table.
Nowhere. The Bills Mafia guy going through the table.
Hey, shout out to that guy. That was a great bump. That was a great table bump he took. Yeah. Who knows how drunk he is? He took that's a solid table bump right there.
I had a dollar for every time Draymond Green said guy. I probably have $20.
Guy. He's not the guy. He's not going to Herculean.
That was tough. That was tough.
What the hell is that guy talking about?
Like, what?
He's not going to Herculean you to a Super Bowl.
I love that he said, too. Yeah, Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes, those are the guys. Yeah, great. The last two quarterbacks in the Super Bowl. Great analysis.
I agreed with 20% of what he was saying. And that was just him saying that Josh Allen is a great quarterback. I don't agree with he's never going to get you to a Super Bowl. I don't agree with that. He can absolutely win a Super Bowl.
And that's the great thing about where Josh Allen is at right now. He's so good. That's the only conversation. Mm. It is winning the Super Bowl and nothing else. There is no other conversation to be had about Josh Allen.
Lost 32-29 to the Chiefs last year in the conference championship.
Baker can be great. Baker could finish top three in MVP voting. Top two. No one's expecting Baker Mayfield to win a championship. The Bucs go, they're undefeated right now. Bucs go 14-2. No one is expecting the Bucs to win the championship. Right. Josh Allen goes 10-7. They're expecting him to win the championship. Mm-hmm. There is one thing left for him to accomplish. That's how good he is, and it's rarefied air. It's Allen. It's Lamar. It's Patrick Mahomes, and probably it's Jalen Hurts at this point, where your success now, I'm almost hesitant to put Jalen in that category, but your success now is just determined on whether you win the Super Bowl that year or not. And when you're Jalen and you've got one, it's a luxury, but it's a burden. Because there's no, hey, guys, we had a hell of a season. And I know these guys are athletes. They're disappointed in all of that when they lose. But in the end, the narrative around them just keeps moving. These guys, the narrative of winning and losing that one singular game sticks with them.
That's it. That's it. And that's a tough existence, man.
It's tough, yeah. It's a privileged existence.
Yeah.
But it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Trista Crick joins us at the top of the hour. Lots to talk to her about. And we got the news yesterday about Fred VanVleet's injury, but we didn't really discuss what that might mean for Houston. We'll do that. Plus a lot more NFL here on the way on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN
1360. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
20.
Hey.
Running around trying to get wine glasses. I can't believe there's no wine glasses in this building.
That's
going to serve Dusty his wine out of a plastic cup.
Hey, Dusty, here's his red Solo cup right here.
Like, what kind of establishment is this?
Sorry, Dusty.
Hey, can I give a quick shout-out to our guy, Chris Haynes?
Yeah, absolutely. How'd he do yesterday?
That guy asked for the stat line.
Yeah.
They lost by 15.
Oh, no.
But he went for 20 points,
uh-huh.
8 rebounds, 5 assists, and 1 block.
Empty calories. Empty calories, Chris Haynes. Come on, man.
I texted him. I said, what's stat line looking like, bro? And we lost by 15.
Empty calories.
But 20 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. Oh, no, that's not him. My bad. 20 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block.
All right, Chris.
Somebody.
We was in the midst of a conversation. We was in the midst of a conversation yesterday, and Chris Haynes was like, I got to go. I've got a playoff game in about an hour and a half. It's like, all right, man. Bet.
You know what's cold? I ain't even gonna, obviously, I ain't going to say no names because it really don't matter, but I ain't going to do it anyway. There's two. this ain't right. There's two people that got DMPs.
Okay. No, I need names. Do we know them?
No, we don't know them.
Oh, okay. But, all right.
Come on. Hey, man. Hey, babe. I ain't never being on your team again. This is a rec league.
Babe.
What you mean?
I got a game at 7, 2 hours later. Oh, how'd you do?
Bruh, you better lie.
How much money did you get for that league again?
You better lie.
$200 just to not see the court?
Hey, your ass better go for a jog. You better go do some. You better do something that causes you to break a sweat and have some soreness.
No, honestly, like let's be honest here. Like if you're not getting time in your adult league game, like go home, brother. Go home. Go home.
How you get a DMP?
Go watch Netflix.
In the rec league joint, man.
Go play with the neighborhood kids at the park or something. Because you're done.
Time to go to CalFit and call.
Yeah, them, go bro. Get the little hoop from Costco. Put that in your driveway.
Yeah, we're going to get a technical foul because I'm going on the court. You ain't going to get me in the DMP.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's tough. That's
Can you
really
imagine
tough.
If we just shouted out some strangers who got DMPs on their rec league on our show? Shout out Steve Jones on the
No. If you were one of them people who got a DMP, I need you to call. I need you to call the station right now.
Do you complain or does everyone just know, yeah, we're not playing you today? Like, you're just not that good. Or do, like, are you talking to coach?
Man, I'm going to the scores table. I'm just going to the scores
table. Chris, you're out.
KC checking himself in.
What's up, bro? Come on.
Chris Haynes on a heater, but here KC Gum. Hey, insider. Grab a seat.
Hey, let me get you real quick. Yeah. I got you.
Hey, Big Three, sit down. Sit down, Big Three. It's my time.
I'm going to the scores.
Kenny comes in, turns the ball over. It's like, man, get your ass out of here.
All right, it won't be DMP, though. Yep. I'll go right back to the bench.
I couldn't imagine just coming home from work, throwing on the uniform, driving to the game,
man.
Not playing.
Oh, you know what makes it work? How many people did you tell at work that you had a playoff game that night?
Yes.
Oh, good. Hey, good luck, Jimmy. Good. Go get him, buddy. Go get that chip. Go get that chip, Jimmy. Yeah, we lost by 15 and I didn't play.
Bro, I'd be so hot. I'd be mad. There'd be furniture moving at that gym.
It gets funnier, dude, just thinking about it.
There would be furniture moving at that gym. Come on, man. Don't DMP me like that, man.
Man.
You can't do that. Put me in the game.
No.
Do a KZ Akpala. You ain't got a DMP.
It was a 15-point thing. There was garbage minutes. You could have called time. All right, they're clearing the bench.
Coach is going up to you. You're 45 years old before the game. Yeah, Jimmy, it's just not your night tonight. You're going to need you to just warm up the bench.
Nah, you know what's worse is he doesn't even do that. He just doesn't make eye contact with them the whole game. He's just walking up the sideline, and then with like 30 seconds left, oh, guys, oh, no, I forgot.
The copious is there ain't even a coach. That's why I say I'm just getting up and subbing myself in. I'm not going to, you know, express. And I know they keep stats in this league.
Oh, they really don't stats? Like you.
Nah, bro. No.
I'm crying. Like,
wait,
really
well, who's in charge of the substitutions then?
Anybody.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Them dudes didn't even want to play. They just wanted to tell people they were in a rec league. They don't just anybody. Sit there. You're just going to sit there and watch basketball in some sneakers and some shorts. Your ass out of here.
Can you imagine them? One of them's got a leg sleeve on.
Get Chris Haynes on the phone. This is Chris's teammates.
There's one from each team.
Dude's got a compression sleeve. Other guy's got a headband.
Goggles. You know they got goggles on. Oh, I got a lot of questions.
Oh, man.
Maybe he had a bad ankle.
Maybe. Maybe it could be the case, but you're going to have to clarify that in the in the post game.
It's going to have to be the DMP.
Don't even dress at that point.
Be out there in the sweatsuit.
I got a bad angle. I'm going to eat dinner with my wife. I'm not going to the game.
He showed up for the game in street clothes.
Sorry, babe. Can't do date night. Got a playoff game tonight.
No, make it worse. Wife's in the stands. Wife's in the stands. Just now she's just scrolling Instagram, watching TikTok videos.
Oh, man. I had a game last night, too. I have a softball game. We played a doubleheader.
When'd you do that?
Last night, basically during the football games. Yeah. We lost both games, so we'll get
what time the game start? I was with you till what, like, I guess it was like 6:30. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It took 2 hours, but we'll be back. We're bouncing back. It's all good. Shout out to my man, Andrew.
You got to our establishment at the right time, too. We had just started talking. He's like, oh, yeah, you know, you and KC. And I was like, is KC going to be here? I was like, yeah, he left a little later than me.
Oh, he knew who he was talking to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He knew who he was talking to.
Well, you know what messed me up?
He came over and he said, man, you're the only one I haven't talked to yet. I was like, brother, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I was thinking the same thing. And he was talking. And then I looked over because they had just said, hey, is Kenny coming? I was like, he is, but he left a little after me. And I looked and I saw you were right by the door.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who you were talking to. I was like, hey.
Yeah. Pull up.
Yeah.
Pull up. You know what?
Sorry to Jason, whoever. Hey. Over here.
I think it was Sean Cunningham I was talking
about. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Sean knows how this works.
But the killer was, well, you didn't have this issue because, hey, Jesse, where we was, the establishment we was at yesterday, you know, right in front of the door, bro. Right in front of the door.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. It's almost like they saved that spot for him.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you what the absolute most magnificent part about that was? You weren't here. We had to do, the crew had to do an event there with a bunch of advertisers.
Okay.
I think it was the week you were gone.
Uh-huh.
And.
Hopefully.
No, it was definitely the week you were gone. And Katie and I pulled up and it's like, all right, it's going to be a pain in the ass to find a parking spot. And someone pulled out of that same exact parking spot because it was at the same place, same room, same everything.
That's a nice place.
And it's a great spot. I wish I had had a little more time so we could go eat over there.
Yeah, I've never been there before. Yeah. Like eating there before.
Yeah, no, it's a great little spot. But yeah. Lucked into that parking space on two trips.
They know who it is, man. They know the vibes. But what I was going to say was, I don't know if you experienced this, but that parking
I did tell the person who was behind me, hey, don't hit my car on your way out. Because you saw what was behind me.
Yeah.
I said, I wanted to make sure he knew that was my car in front of his. Hey, don't hit my car on the way out, bro.
The killer is, I don't know if I've never experienced this before, but they got this new system that I didn't really know how it worked. I'd never seen it before in the parking garage where you don't take a ticket or nothing.
Okay.
You go in the garage, you park, mm-hmm. you scan on your phone, you scan the barcode on your phone.
Okay.
And that's it. They know when you leave.
Okay.
I'm like, what the hell is this? I know.
So it doesn't cost you anything?
No, it costs me something. I gotta go back and find out how much it costs.
But, I don't think I like this system.
But yeah, you just
hit peak hours. It's $25 a quarter.
You go through the garage. There's no ticket to take, nothing. The lady standing there because I think she knows it's new to a lot of people, and she's like, "Yeah, no, just go ahead, find a spot, scan the barcode." Like, all right, all right. I go in there.
You still don't know what you paid for it, huh?
I'm about to check right now. But, yeah, you scan it, and then you go do what you're going to do. And then when you leave, you just leave. Hopefully, I'm not paying for it right now.
You're going to get a bill in the mail. Them tolls.
Oh, man, they be getting me for a little $5, $6.
It's going to cost you $50 to go to this event. I don't love the name of the establishment.
It was $13. I mean, that's about right, but...
I paid about $1.40 because the meter had 45 minutes left on it. So I'm like, yo, I'm just going to add like a couple of extra minutes. And I timed it perfectly because when we left, it had been what I timed it to. Man. That's tough. Sorry about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.